Rashbi here brings, as you've seen already, the sugya branches out into all sorts of different issues. Besides discussing the Karev Alef Zon, the sugya goes into Tzirsa Pesach, Lechi. So the Rashba brings, the Chosav Arayvet Zal, Shim Osu Boi Tzirsa Pesach, Afilu the Rav Shapir Dami, the Tzirsa Pesach Lechuli Alam Mishum Mechitza, Umistabali the Tzirsa Pesach Adif and Nami Mikaira, Mafil the Mandam Arkar Mishum Mechitza, the ilu kaira ena materas ela b'she'en boi dalad amas. Aval tzuras pesach materas afilu b'yeser mi dalad amas. So he's saying a chiddush, that even though the Gemara seems to imply, and more than imply, it says beferish, Gemara says that the kaira will not work for if the mavu is larger than dalad amas, but a tzuras pesach will. Why? The tzuras pesach ma'ariv akol, v'yisa kol kemavu yechad uchemechitza gemur. So he says the reason is because a Tzuras Pesach has the ability to ma'ariv hakol. It makes it all into one mavui, and he uses these words uchemechitza gemura. The teidalah, the hefresh yesh main kara the Tzuras Pesach. Vafil lemandem ar kara mishemechitza. Derav kahanamar de lechuli amav vehu shelo yehei balaksoina yosem eser. Vafil lemandemar karmishu mechitza. He proves it. Why? Uchid is not harach of meser yemai. Vila betzuras pesach vila yesh bal ksoina yesh meser shari. Uchid is not vim yesh leitzuras pesach ein sarach lemai. His proof that even though kaira is midin mechitza, but he proves to me that tzuras pesach is better. Why? Because Tzuras Pesach, he says, works for more than 10, and Kara only works for 10. What does that halacha prove? What does that malacha prove? Why does that halacha prove anything? The lashon of the Hagayis Mamonis is very similar. When he refers to Kara, he says, it's mechitza ve'ena mechitza. And he brings the same halacha, based on this halacha. What does it prove? What does that din prove? So I think that the yisoid of Tzuras Pesach, working more than 10, is based on this. We've seen already that Tzuras Pesach has a din to be considered to be a mokum sosum. It means that the Tzuras Pesach is considered as though the door is closed, as we said. It's sagur. In other words, the Tzuras HaPesach is structured, is imagined as being a mechitza gemura. When the door is closed, it's a mechitza gemura. You recall Taisus mentioned that back here in Daf Beis. Taisus said when the doors are closed, you have a mechitza gemura. Divrei Maskil Amata Chava Leit Ani Leit Dlosis Leit Parich. The doors are closed, you have a full-size mechitza. So a Tzuras HaPesach is considered sosum. A kaira is not sosum. And therefore, if the din of Pesach has a limit of a shear of 10, so Bishlam, if it's sasum, it's a mechitza. Mechitza can be any size. But a Pesach is limited to being a size of 10. A kaira, by virtue of it being not sasum, of being a Pesach pasuach. So therefore, the limit of the shear of the kaira has to be the shear of a Pesach, which is going to be only 10 amos. Okay. However, the Gemara, we'll see it in Yetz Hashem in the next Gemara, it's going to stare us in the face. We've seen it already in the Masechta. The Gemara talks about when it talks about Makar Mishum Mechitza, it uses the lashon that it's Yared V'Soysen. Yared V'Soysen. So Bemis, Rashi on Daf Gimel asks the kash. The Rashi wanted to know, you remember, those of you who were chazering, the Gemara made a statement. It said, Dalid Rechava Afal Pishein Abriya. Mashma, that a rechava dalit is not going to work for more than 20. Victor Ashba, why not? Why don't we imply or impose the din of Pitikra Yerid Vesaysen? So he says, and that's what pitikra is. When you have a tefach, a four tefachim wide, it should be pig pitikra. So I found an interesting maramakum. I found a Sefer Abatim. Sefer Abatim was written by Reb David Keichavi, lived in France, in the middle 1200s, and he wrote a little Sefer. Sefer Abatim is really a Sefer that's a parish on the Rambam. Reb Bloy printed some of the Halakim, Reb Hirschler printed some of the others, and here I found the following Lashon. He says, Ve'eroi li, she'ein tam pitikra v'yoyse m'nei she'chashev kimechitza, ela she'pitikra mavdelis oyse m'shus acheres. And with this, he wants to say, if you look a little further, she'merakoyol, one second, l'fichach gabi movui she'nekare ele mishum heker, afila rechover above v'hi lamalem eshim ein ba heker. So some have argued that certainly if you say Kar Mishum Heker, but even if you say Kar Mishum Mechitza, I think somebody made this hara in the Rabbeinu Yenis and Akayin. The Kevin Di Fliga, that's too high up, you don't have the Inyan Mechitza. What's the idea? The idea is that he's saying that the Machloikis here is Midoraisa. Does Pi Tikra Yerid V'Seisim really mean that we view it like a stima? Or just that it's mavdil between one reshus and another? But Kulei Alma would be maide that when you're talking about Kairin, Kairin Mishu Mechitza, the musig of Pi Tikra as being Yerid V'Seisim is a borrowed lashon. What it means is the Pi Tikra is a mavdil. The Pi Tikra designates the Mokom of Pesach, and from here is mutter, a part of the Rishus. Outside this is no longer the Rishus. So Pi Tikra Yerid V'Seisim, as used in our sugya, doesn't mean the same thing it means by Tzuras Pesach. And I'll prove it to you. It has to be that way. Because a Movi Mefulish is one side Lechi V'Kara, one side Tzuras Pesach. What's the Tzuras Pesach for? To be Seisim. To give it, to make it tantamount to a Mavui Sosum. But you can't put two kairas in. Why? Because the Tzuras Pesach has a din stima. The kaira doesn't have a din sasuma. It just has a din to be mavdil between reshuyos. So the Gemara's lashon of Pitikra Yerid V'Seisim is a borrowed lashon. But it's like that, in the sense that that Pitikra, the hood of the Tikra, is what is Messiahim and designates the Mokum of the Rishus. Okay. Now, the Miri by us, so what did I want? Yeah, so that's what he means to prove between 10 and not 10. Tzuras Pesach can be more than 10 in spite of the fact that it's a Pesach, because we view it, it's imagined as having these doors closed. If the doors are closed, it's a full-blown mechitza. It can be more than 10. The kaira, which is not a full-blown mechitza, it's a Pesach. Pesach is limited in shear to only 10 amos. Can't hear you.
How does it affect the Yaiser Midalid?
Yaiser Midalid?
Yeah, the Rashi was saying that Kaira would have worked for Yaiser Midalid, but it was from the pizza, but it's expensive wood.
I'm not chapping. What do you mean? It's that's it. So he's saying is because it's sosum, it's like a mechitza gemura.
Why do I need that?
You do because you want to be magdir your mavui. It's not enough just to be misayim.
Why can't it?
It doesn't work. It's not a mechitza gemura to envision the mavui as being ma'ariv and being one unit.
Ad kedei kach
it doesn't. Ad kedei kach it won't. It'll just be Messiah Pesach. It'll just designate where the Pesach is. But that is not enough to you see, you have two Mavois. You don't have one Mavoi.
Thank
you.
That's the way they understood it.
That's what he's saying. He's telling me a Yesod. He's telling me it's a Chiddush. But he's telling me that the Tzuras Pesach is like you put another wall there. A Kaira is not that way. A Kaira doesn't have the function as being a wall. It's a strong Svara. In fact, I didn't see anyone with chaylik. Did you see anyone with chaylik? And this idea, Tzuras Pesach could work more than Dalit? I didn't see anyone with chaylik. Okay. Meiri. Deals with another question. All right, so Tzuras Pesach we see works. What about a lechi? So he writes, Uvalechi moik milei letzad oruch anan amrin anachi. Dafal gav de gabi kara lamandamar kara mishumachitza mashma de moikim lalatzad orach balaksoin vim ken de havi mishumachitza. So he says, it's mashma, like from the Gemara. Gemara says it. I don't know why it's only mashma. He says it's Gemara says, if you hold kara mishumachitza, it'll work balaksoin. So what's the deal? What's the din by lechi? Is it the same thing? So he says, hachashani. It ought to work like Kairan and be Saisim Balakson. It's like there, no. When it's Saisim, it's Saisim, quote, B'yosher loy Balakson. It will be Saisim along, the way I understand it, along the Tzura of the Rishus. The Tzura Rishus is a box. So if you put the Lechi, even on the Tzad Aruch, the Pasha says it will follow the lines of the Rishus. That's why it will be assumed that the lechi would, as a mechitza, function b'yosher, according to the building structure. Since the building structure appears to be a square one, the lechi will be seisim b'yosher. But there is Miri's mamshich. V'sholu b'zeh, imeniach lechi echa letzad oruch, v'lechi echa letzad kotzer, mi amrinen dehavi estima b'alakson. V'adas noita, She'ein loy hechsher ela mitzad akotzer v'lifnim. D'ma'achar delay tzorech mavoy ela lechi echad. Lechi shebitzad orach. Loy mahani midi. Vazlin and basar kotzer. It looks like he's saying that what will two lechiyim help you? It's a lechi, since he's postulated that a lechi works b'yosher. So a lechi here and a lechi here will both be seisim b'yosher. It won't be mechaber the rishus. The Beis Yosef. That's his point, because they have no kesher to each other. That's what he wants. That's what he's saying. That's his point. Since the halacha is, hold on, one second. We'll get to chatzar in a minute. He's saying that since the lechi of a mavoi is a mechitza by itself, it doesn't need a second lechi to shaf the mechitza. So therefore, he says putting one be'aruch and one in the chatzar is just going to have no kesher to each other. There's no reason why one needs the other. Therefore, if they're going to work, they're only both going to work b'yosher. It won't help you any. Now, the Beis Yosef deals with this issue also. He didn't see the Miri. He didn't have the Miri. But he does deal with the question of whether or not l'chayayim will work. So he says the following. First of all, he brings first the Ravid that we mentioned before. The Ravid is mentioned in the Rashba. And then he's Mamshech. Venira. De l'chayro, de hu adin de l'chayayim. Da kaimalan lechi mishemachitza. Unehi de v'chad lechi leishari. Ela nichichoy v'yosher. See, right away he says, one lechi won't work, because that will always go b'yoyisher, won't go b'alakson. Aval kesheshnei l'chayayim unochim ze k'neged ze b'alakson, mutter lishtameish ad k'neged l'chayayim b'alakson. V'hu shalo yeh b'neim yoyisher me'eser. Ela shekosheli. Dim kein havalei l'shminan, havalei meaning who? The Rashba, the Raivin. He should have said, divinishnei l'chayayim sagi, Uminon Nelaf Bechol Shechein Letzuras Pesach. I should have heard, if you tell me Lechayayim work, then Kol Shechein Letzuras Pesach should work. Shrei Letzuras Pesach Shnei Lechayayim Heim V'kon Al Gabayin. It's a Kol Shechein. It says, V'efsher Daf Agav De Lechayayim Mishum Mechitza Heim Loi Mahani K'moi Letzuras Pesach. Kedashkan devarachav yaiser meeser lei mahani shnei lechayim umahani tzuras pesach. So I'll tell you, it's different. Shnei lechayim are not like tzuras pesach. Tzuras pesach works for more than 10. Two lechayim don't. Now, on face value, it looks like, number one, it looks like he's saying the same halacha as the Meiri, but it also looks like he's saying Lo Mitaimei. The Meiri seemed to say, because the two lechayim have no kesher to each other. He seems to be saying something else. That this is worse because Tzuras Pesach works more than 10, lechayim don't, and therefore lechayim won't work by Lakson. What's the kesher? What is he showing me from the din of Tzuras Pesach l'chayayim? What does he want from the Efsher? He's like, it looks like he's coming down on the whole shtick. What does he want? And I'll emphasize something. In other words, the way we explained in the Rashba, the Yesod seemed to be a question of stima. It's not called sasim. But what does that have to do with this kesher of lechayayim working balaksum? What's the kesher there? What does he want from that? Because why is it important here? I understand why the Rashba, and he's coming off the Rashba. I understand over there the comparison of Tzuras Pesach to lechayayim and the fact that one works b'shir and one doesn't. So I can explain to myself why there's kesher between them and what he wants to prove. What does that affect over here? The question of whether Shnei Lechayim will work by Alexan. What does he want with that? So I think what he wants is like this. See, When we say the Beis Yosef's Havamina, that Shnei Lechayayim work, what does he want? So we can say in two ways. We can understand. We say Lechi works Mishimachit. So what's happening? So one more thing we could say, like for example, the Torah says by Good Asik, we have a Musig in Good Asik, that we say if a wall is built till here, the wall is envisioned as continuing. It's almost like the Torah makes shiputzim. The Torah fills in your structure. The Torah builds your structure in order to be machshir. It sometimes can do it in sukkah. You have a musig of deif and akuma. The Torah will make a wall bend. Lechi mishum machitza. What's being said? Is it saying that in a certain sense, you put up your lechi, your single lechi by a mavui, and the halacha steps in and fills in the Pesach. We envision the entire Pesach as coming into existence. I have a second lechi here. I have a mashgif here. I have the whole Tzuras Pesach is envisioned as existing. Is that the musig of what lechi is about? I did something like that in the Gein Yaakov. Yes, correct. Good memory. Thank you, yes. So that's the idea. So Zakta Beis Yosef. That's a reason why maybe Shnei Lechayim could work. See, the Meiri understood they have no connection to each other. Says the Beis Yosef, well, if I create the second half of that structure, I have one here and one here. So I've created already the two prongs of my Tzuras Pesach. So now, maybe now the Torah will fill in, or the halacha will fill in that second shlav, the kaira, make it into a full-blown source of Pesach, and Balak Zone, it could work.
I mean, that only works when there's the tzura of the building when it's going squared.
I'm saying, if you put down one, said the Beis Yosef, so I understand that what the halacha will do is fill it in, b'yosher. But that's all because there's nothing else. I haven't created the second half of the Tzuras Pesach. But if I create the second half of the Tzuras Pesach, maybe that's different.
Even Balachson doesn't matter the Tzura?
Huh?
Anymore. Doesn't matter the Tzura anymore? I mean, even Balachson.
You're creating
a new Tzura. Usually a Tzura is squared.
I am now, I'm being mashlim now the other half, so now I've already set up where I want the lechi to go. You want the lechi to go there? Says the Beis Yosef, that's a svara why lechayim should work.
Rabbi saying that the way lechi works is by creating the Tzuras Pesach?
I can't hear you.
The way lechi works is by creating the halacha Tzuras Pesach?
I'm saying that's the hava mina, not the Beis Yosef.
He stays with that idea. He just says it doesn't work for other reasons.
Well, let's see. Let's see.
He's convinced more that it should work.
Let's see. So what is he proving to me? He's telling me that's not so. Because if that would be so, if that's what's happening, then Lechayim ought to have the same halacha as Tzuras Pesach. Vice dois, Tzuras Pesach, it's not the same thing. That's not the concept of what Lechi is. A lechi is, you put down that tzad, and it has a din of a Pesach. It has, at least in Hilchis Mavui, the Haskol, it has a din Pesach, and is matir mishum Pesach. So there, based on that, then, mehecha tesed is kesher between the two lechayayim. So he comes back to the Meiri. As I'm saying now, according to what I've just suggested, that the Beis Yosef really, Lamaskana, is really maskim to the Tam of the Meiri too. Because he's proven from this that the Lechayim don't click.
Is it so schwer to say that even though it does work derech of the Tzuras HaPesach, it's still not in Tzuras HaPesach, and therefore won't work at more than 10? The term does she can take only till 10 hours and not more than 10 hours? Why is it so schwer?
Why? Mechatesi, why?
You need to make more. It's like two rhymes.
If that's what it's, doing, if that's the idea.
It's three rhymes on a pizza.
Yeah, but the whole
Pesach, okay, so it's like a pizza. When you have a pizza, you want to imagine that you have a Pesach. That's what you can't do that. Two, it doesn't fill in pizzas. So it fills in something that's a Pesach to tell you that there's a Tzuras Pesach.
But Lechi is Pesach.
But a Pesach, but more than 10 hours, is a pizza. Lechi isn't changed.
But you see, the way I understand it, so the way I understand it is, why is that a problem? Because it's still patuach. It never became sasim. So his havamina was that a lechi is nistam. So if it's nistam, it should be nistam this way too. So he's saying, you see, it's not so.
I'm saying, maybe it doesn't matter. I continue to imagine the stima. But it can't do it
at
more than 10.
I can. That may be true. But he's being my chiyach that from the fact that you see that lechi doesn't work more than 10, it's not stam that it doesn't work in Surah Sapasa. That's right. He's showing to me that you it's see that it's that's not what it's doing. It's a Pesach Minei Obey by itself.
He didn't say that. He didn't have to go that far with it.
It's a proof that Lechi and Suras Pesach are not working the same way. It's not that the Torah is filling in. It's not the Torah is not making a shiputzim and filling in the rest of the Pesach.
That the Suras Pesach is stronger and a better tikkun than a Lechi. It doesn't mean that they're not working in similar fashions.
You're saying that
they're still working in similar fashions, but it's not strong.
So you're arguing, I don't like the word strong, but you're saying, in other words, that the idea is that it doesn't go as far? Is that what you're saying?
You can only imagine all so far. Your imagination can stretch.
So then how did that answer his question?
Because he proved that it's just not strong enough. It's not good enough of a mechitza, of a tikkun, to do this.
But I wanted to go about Alexon. What's the issue?
Because
how does it prove that you can't put your lechayayim in Alexon?
Let it be. It's still less than 10.
Yeah. Now, the Bach says as a Dover Pasha that it would work. Says Dover Pasha. And he brings a Raya. He brings a Rosh and a Psach of the Tur in Shulchan Aruch. Tur says, and the Rosh, it's actually the same din. The Tur is possibly the din of the Rosh. It's the same din that you can place within your Mavui. When you want to mechalik reshuyos within a mavui, that means, for example, that was something that was very nogay in Europe. You know, the Jews lived in one half of town, the goyim lived in the other half of town. If you want to mechalik your mavui, make it into a separate reshus, that the Jewish section and the goyish section are two separate reshuyos. Therefore, you can make an erev chatzeres between you, leave the goyim out, and be mat to your section. How do you do it, says the Gemara? Within a mavui, two lechayayim. So at the Bach, well, you see over here, two lechayim work for a mavui. They work for a mavui, so why can't I make two lechayim balakson v'shalom leYisrael u'shgaga yatzmi piyam. So the Taz turns it around. He's arguing on his shver, and he says in no uncertain terms, v'linir dafila sfeika einkan k'mayshalo das beis Yosef elaposha delay mahani klal. So what's going on? What's going on looks like is this. The Bach understood that you see a raya, in other words, we might have said that lechi is an entity that exists by mavui. Shnei lechayim is something that exists by chatzar. We don't find shnei lechayim by mavui. Zot the Bach, you do. V'araya, you find it to be mechalik reshuyos. But he gufa. I think that's where the Beis Yosef was coming from. In other words, we'll see in a moment. That is certainly where the Meiri was coming from. The idea is that we only find Shnei Lechayim as a Chilik Rishuyos, but as a Tikkun Mavui, to be the Pesach, to be Mesakin Mavui, we never find the entity of Shnei Lechayim. Therefore, they never understood that Shnei Lechayim would work in a Mavui. It can only work, perhaps, in a chutzer. Which brings me to the next issue.
But also, it's worth they're connected. They're connected.
Huh?
The lechayayim are connected each other.
It happens to be the case in the mavui.
That's
the Taz's tchia. That is the case. The case is like that. We can't prove that it wouldn't work.
Right. That's why there's no raya.
We don't have a raya. But I'm saying I'm arguing. But I'm arguing something. What?
They work in tandem.
It can work from Alexon too. What I think is the deeper issue here, and with Bava the Beis Yosef, is something else that we never found. The din of mavui, the din of lechayim, is never found to work in mavui except as a chilik reshuyos. But as a tikkun mavui, there's no such din of shnei lechayim. It's one lechi, and therefore the only way to have postulated that a lechayim could work would be in a place like a chotzer. Oh, but if then he gufa. Then what happens with Shnei Lechayayim in Chotzer? Can it work, Balak Sol? In other words, if the whole Beis Yosef's dichui is, if what he meant to say was because we thought that by putting down the separate lechi, we were saying the Torah fills in the reshus. So the Torah fills in the reshus, therefore it gives kesher to the second lechi. So says the Beis Yosef, we'll say that we don't find such a thing. The Araya, it works with a shear more than 10. That was a raya that there's no steam of Bineim. And that was a raya then, he thought, that, okay, then I can say that Mehechatesi, that the second lechi should have a kesher to the first one. But in Chatzer, where it certainly has kesher, at least according to the logic of the Beis Yosef, why shouldn't Chatzer work? So I don't understand then, according to my logic that I've said now, is what the Chayyodim Paskins. Nearly, the base the Chayyain, Sarach la Midon ze keneged ze, the Midon shaloi michuvon impossible. Aval betsuras a pesach afil belaksoin mahani. He finishes, Mikomokum bishas adchak, yesh lismay gabel the Chayyain av ze shaloi keneged ze. But his time, as you see in the Nishmas Adam, was to be semich on the Bach. But beside the base Yosef, he couldn't see why it wouldn't work. He couldn't see why it would work. Sorry, why he couldn't see why it would work. But Lefi Dvareinu, why not? In other words, the Beis Yosef's Havamina was, the Beis Yosef thought, you put two, so there's no Kesher. I'll make a Kesher, Mishum the Svar that we said, that the Torah is Soisim, so if I already built the other half, let the Torah is Soisim that much less. So yeah, that's obviously not pshat. It doesn't work as a stima between the two. And therefore, in halacha, there's no kesher between the two. But when there really is kesher b'neihem, why shouldn't it work by lakson? Chaser. He's even talking about chaser. Yeah, he is. I didn't give you the whole thing, but he is talking about chaser. That's what the Beis Yosef, the Mishnah Berurah brings it. I wanted to just see the full lashon. Did I bring the Mishnah? I didn't bring the Mishnah Berurah. Did I put it on the sheet?
The second sheet.
Okay, so I didn't actually give you the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. I'm sorry. So the Mishnah Berurah says, he's quoting this Chayyadim. This is his Kesher. He's talking about, he's talking about Chatzer.
Who's talking about Chatzer?
The Chayyadim. The Rambam is talking about Chatzer. Hold on a moment. Sorry, I thought I wrote out the Lashon Mishnah Berurah, but I didn't. But this is, the Mishnah Berurah brings it, B'chayadim, looking at Shaar Tzion, he tells you. It's in Kuf Chaf Hei. Simon Sif Cotton Kuf Chaf Hei. This Chayadim is quoted. You know, guys can all look it up. Now, the way the Chayada must have read the Beis Yosef is like this. And he had another pshat. And there is another pshat. I don't deny it. The other pshat would have been like this. That the Beis Yosef's Havamin of Lechayayim working was like the Bach. You do find Lechayayim working by a Mavu. So let's then say that Hu Adin, it should work in a Chotzer, in a Mavui. Let's let Lechayayim work in a Mavui. So he wants to say, I don't have the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. But he wants to say like this. This is the way I think the Chayyadim must have read the Beis Yosef, and it's certainly reasonable. He wants to say like this, that he understood the Beis Yosef to mean that Enochi Nami, The Havamina would be that Lechayim would have worked is exactly the same as the Bach. As Lechi, one Lechi, I understand, can't work. Make two Lechayim, use the principle of Shnei Lechayim to work for Mavli, maybe that could work. So what I think he wants to say is this, his proof from Tzuras HaPesach would be like this. But in Tzuras HaPesach, since it works for more than 10, is a raya that Tzuras HaPesach has is a tzura that's brura. Lechayim, from the fact they don't work more than 10, suggests that when it's more than 10, there is the kesher, it's a simen that the kesher between the lechayim is not the same as when you have a tzuras HaPesach together with a mashkuf. Therefore, if the tzura, when they're wider apart, cannot be, does not have that stark tzura of Pesach, so hu adin mechatesi, it has the tzuras Pesach when it's done at an angle. Maybe there it doesn't have a tzuras Pesach either. What?
Why?
Not because tzuras Pesach lav d'inshi. Not because of that. By the way, I never dealt with that. I never spoke about that. I want to speak about that for a minute. I have a minute. Okay, you go ahead.
No, but why? Why should the fact that it's less over there, why should that? Why does one affect the other?
He's saying, the way I understand, would be like this. In other words, you see that the tzura as a Pesach of... Tell this person I'm in the middle of a shir, and if he's here exactly in a few minutes, I'm davening mincha, and then he can get what he wants. Just tell him, tagidlo. Wani harav bemsa shir.
Harav bemsa shir.
Same. Okay. In other words, my argument is, yes, you hear where I'm going. I'm saying that's what he means to say. That you see from the fact that the tzura that it works more than doesn't work more than 10, it's mash with the kesher between lechayim is not so strong.
It doesn't work by filling in the structure.
Not a kedekach. I don't know if he's going there, but he's saying simply that we see that the vision of the lechayim as being a unified structure is not there. Because when it's too wide, I still won't give it the tzura of a Pesach. Now, it might be you don't fill it in. That might be. Now, that's the way I would have gone. I don't know if the Chayotim is saying that. I don't know how he thought. But I can see where one can say, well, if it's this wide apart, they don't have kesher. So maybe when it's an angle, it also doesn't have kesher. Okay, I hear. you're arguing with me. The point is this, gentlemen. The argument, if you say like that, then okay, you can say by chotzer hu adin that it won't work by lakson. These are two possibilities I've suggested in the Beis Yosef. Lefid vareinu, it ought to work by chotzer. I don't have reason to say that it doesn't. No one talked about it. None of the Rishonim discuss it. But lefid the Beis Yosef, that he postulated the Havamina and only rejected it just because of the rye from Tzuras HaPesach. So I could argue, perhaps, and even the Meiri. The Meiri only said because they had no kesher b'neim. What if halachically they really do have kesher? Mechatesi, it wouldn't work. In Chatzah, where they have kesher, I would think it would work.
Why should I learn it back from a couple of people?
Huh?
Why should I learn it back to Mobley from a couple of people?
Why shouldn't I? What's the Kavachimer? Spell it out.
If a chotzer, which is not mutter with a lechi, is mutter with two lechayim, but achsa, the mobile, which is mutter with one lechi, which should be mutter with two lechayim, but achsa.
I don't know. I don't know. Don't know, but remember the two, you know, the comparison and the Kal V'Chomer of Lechayim, one Lechi to two Lechayim from Mavui to Chotzer may not be so simple. As we talked about this, that when we wanted to bring other things into the Kal V'Chomer, for example, Pas Dalet, remember Machlekes Rashi and Ri, I don't know how that's going to affect us, you know, bringing this into the, I have to think that through. I don't know. Good, it's Aura. Because the idea of Shnei Lechayim doesn't exist by Mavui. It just doesn't exist. They have no kesher to each other. In Chotzer, they really do. I mean, that was the Meiri Svara. Here they have kesher. The Beis Yosef is saying, telling me a Svara, why I wouldn't make the kesher. But Ladaiti, he's saying that's only true by a Mavoi. By a Chotzer, I don't know why it's not true. Okay, I have one more minute, so let me use my minute for 1 minute. Yeah, fast.
Sorry about nochach yesharo.
Yeah,
they have to only when they're zoo connected zoo. That's when they work. What about that? We get around that.
Well, I don't know why it's true. Now, let me say one more thing, and then we'll I want to bring out one more point, and then we'll see. The gain. I don't have time now to finish the Gaon. You certainly, those of you who read the Gaon saw inside, it takes a few minutes to figure out. But the Gaon clearly is Chelik and all the Rishonim and holds that Lechi would work Balak's son. So number one, there's the Machlekes Rishonim here. The Meiri says that there are portions to be Yeshir. He's saying works Balak's son. What's the Machlekes? So I understand the following. That the Meiri is saying that that I say Lechi works, it works according to the tzura of the structure. If the structure is a box, so then the lechi will serve as a pesach for the box. It'll just be sais on the end of the box. The Gaon is saying that the lechi is soisim according to the pesach. If the pesach is balakson, so hu adin that the lechi will work balakson. Now, on all of these, the Chazon Ish is bothered. L'shitasai, that the meaning of Karen Piska b'Karen Zavis le'avdi inshi. So he said that means that you can never have a structure balakson. So he's bothered over here. Why don't we say that here? So I don't understand. He kind of says this. He says a lot of words to get around to this point, but he kind of says it. He says, this is how I understand it, that's a halacha in the corners when you're going from one side to another. It doesn't say the Pesach can't be balakson. The Pesach certainly could. That's my structure. That's my mavui. That's my thing. That what it's saying is that when you want to fill in, you have a corners, so you don't say that the corner serves as a Pesach. But when the Pesach is goof balakson, mechitesh, you can't have that. So I don't know why it's shver to him that the whole idea of having a Pesach balakson, I don't know why that was shver to him. It's pashut to me that you can have a Pesach balakson. And he kind of, look inside, he kind of says that in a lot of words. I think that's what he means. Okay, we're going to stop here. Mitzvah Hashem. There's a lot of other things here. Tomorrow, I've been sick, Rabbi, so I apologize if I'm feeling up to it. I hope to put out and put together some Maamar Kaimis for you tomorrow as well. If not, if you guys want to move on, you're welcome to.